USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening a brief Senate session on Capitol Hill on Monday, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats are still blocking a small business relief package that will loan billions of dollars to small businesses across the country.
Our Democratic colleagues are still prolonging their discussions with the administration, so the Senate regretfully will not be able to pass more funding for Americans' paychecks today.
The Senate is set to meet on Tuesday in hopes of passing a bill. The bill could then head to the House for a Wednesday vote and could reach President Trump's desk as early as Thursday. Meanwhile, in Georgia, some businesses, including gyms, hair and nail salons, and bowling alleys, will be allowed to open on Friday as the state moves towards reopening their economy. Those businesses will be required to follow social distancing guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
More protests are planned for this week in several states against coronavirus shelter-in-place orders. The protests began last week in Michigan, where the governor placed restrictions on buying items such as seeds and garden tools. A restaurant is returning a $10 million loan it received as part of the coronavirus stimulus package. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Restaurant chain Shake Shack is returning the $10 million it got from the federal coronavirus stimulus package. It was one of several large companies that got a big chunk of the $349 billion that was supposed to help small businesses keep their workers on the payroll. Shake Shack said the loans were available for the restaurant with less than 500 employees at certain locations, but that would include every one of the chain's 189 locations, and now the funding has dried up, so the Shake Shack says it will give the money back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook says it's working with state governments to take down organizing announcements for protests of the coronavirus lockdown. The protests have been spreading around the country about Americans who are concerned about their civil liberties being taken away from them. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"We do classify that as harmful misinformation, and we take that down. At the same time, you know, it's important that people can debate policies, so there's a line on this. But, you know, more than normal political discourse, I think a lot of the stuff that people are saying that is false around a health emergency like this can be classified as harmful misinformation."
An old friend of President Trump is speaking out about his conviction. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
A federal judge denied a request for a new trial made by Trump ally Roger Stone following his conviction on charges related to the Russia investigation. Stone tells Fox News he never covered up anything for President Trump.
"I wasn't prosecuted because I was covering anything up for the president. I was prosecuted because I refused to bear false witness against the president. I refused to dissemble, as the prosecutors wanted, about numerous phone calls between myself and candidate Trump in 2016.
Thank you, Wendy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.